what? You're going to welcome in? You're going to take Heather's place today? What about it? Right. And what else? Come on. What else? Huh? What else is going on? Huh?
Charlie, what did you think of the convention coverage last night?
Charlotte Ann, what about that convention last night? Did you watch it? What about it? Huh? Did you watch those Republicans? What did they have to say? Huh? What about it, Charlotte?
She's sitting here, sitting right below me and looking at me with those eyes of hers. Welcome to the Doug Stanton. All right,
no,
okay.
There she is.
Yeah. She'll bark at the Republicans and growl at the Democrats. 800-510-8255. Welcome into this hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day Program with Rich McFadden. All right, okay, calm down. Heather is not here. Her chill. This is interesting because most of the time we have one, two, or three ladies with us. And there are no, well, Charlotte's the lady. That's
there
she's
she
taking
is.
The place
she's
of the
other. Step in.
Heather's children are starting school yesterday. They're sick already. One day in school. And they got it. A lot of diverima.
School is a human petri
dish, man. Oh, my God,
man.
Isn't it, though, huh?
Well, and this is her daughter who goes to preschool.
Yeah, just starting. Yeah. And her son starting regular school. So, anyway, she's...
Preschool is a petri dish.
Getting them off. And let's see. Jennifer's in Hawaii. Roberta's in New York someplace. And so, Richie, it's you and me.
There we are.
To talk about what's going on in the world. Here's a wonderful way to start the day. Go to DougStephan.com right away and look at the video of the day. This is your daily dose of cute. Watch how these 11-month-old twins react when their father plays the guitar.
This video is so cute.
It's viral.
Oh, my God.
Everywhere.
It's very
everywhere,
cute.
Everywhere. It's just one of the... I love to post these things because they are just so cute. Bottom line is that if you're ready for a smile... then you become a fan of this because it just is all about it's heaven. It is. It's just
this will be like you know the video where the cat puts his paws up, the little kitten on his back puts his paws up. Everybody knows that one.
Yeah.
This will be that video. These kids are adorable.
Richie, your job is to post the hours. By the way, today the posters that we have, but we're down to two. This is the last chance, and also in reality. This is the last chance that people think they have to enjoy the good weather. So it is New York, Los Angeles, most of the big business communities, Chicago, Miami, St. Louis, Philadelphia. Washington, even, is a ghost town. Nobody is anywhere. You got to wonder how the world is functioning. It's like Christmas. Nobody's anywhere. Can't find anyone anywhere really to do any business.
We have a lot of school districts back in schools, so that's got a lot of
some people home.
Right. Mm-hmm. You still have a few districts waiting to go back.
Are you ready to achieve great things when we get through Labor Day? Things sort of get back into high gear again. A lot of people excited about the election prospects. A lot of people are just looking for a miracle. The changes in season bring around changes in outlook. I suggest to you as you start your day today to choose to believe that whatever is going to happen, it will be good. Choose, expect, and energize your goals, whatever they may be. Get some momentum behind them because what you expect to happen will happen. Life responds. Your life will respond to your outlook. So have it be a good outlook. Think the best will come out of whatever the situation is that you're confronting. For example, the word around, you have been saying to me for a long time that you prefer to pay your bills online. And I have said to you that the online stuff is too, it's not secure, it's too open to fraud, too open to being hacked, that sort of thing. And so just to present the other side so that you will not think that I am completely closed to your points of view, Rich.
Okay.
A little study has been made of checkbook.
This ought to be good.
Identity theft.
Okay.
Checkbooks are very dangerous, according to some. There are several types of check fraud to be aware of.
Absolutely.
When you carry your checkbook around with you. The danger of checks is that
Do you carry your checkbook around with you?
Yeah, once in a while. Not often, but once in a while.
I was behind a woman in the grocery store the other day writing a check.
Yeah.
And, of course, it took her a week to do so. And I was just thinking, who walks around with their checkbook anymore? Yeah.
Well, if one single check can contain your whole financial story.
Sure.
Checks usually display a person's name, mm-hmm. address,
yep.
the name of the bank, the yep. checking account routing number,
yep.
and your account number.
Yep.
With information like that, anybody can take over your account and purchase items using your money.
Remember back when they used to put your Social Security number on your checks, too?
I know, yeah. I remember Frank Abagnale. The infamous check forger
mm-hmm. yeah.
who inspired the film Catch Me If You Can. There's a U.S. News and World Report story about this very thing. I think it's this week. I just found it. I saw it in an office yesterday, so I ripped it out. You know me.
Yeah.
I ripped the page out.
Yeah.
He wrote, if I write a check at Walgreens or CVS, I'm leaving that check behind with a clerk. And on that check is my name, address, phone number, my bank's name, address, my bank account number, yep. routing number. And my signature. If that store clerk writes down my driver's license on the front of the check in 9 states, including the one in which I live, that's my Social Security number. The next time, and it has my date of birth, the next time I see a check going through my account, it's probably not going to be mine. It's going to be him. And you don't get the check back anymore, which really,
uh-huh.
really bothers me. So if CVS doesn't destroy the check, they put it in a warehouse, which is what most of these big companies do.
Somebody has a permanent record of all of my information.
Exactly.
Now,
you can get at that.
Virginia, I don't know whether they still do, but they used to use your Social Security number as your driver's license number.
Yeah, I don't have a driver's license in a state that'll do that, and I don't use anybody who asks me.
All you have to do is say, yeah, I want an issued driver's license
right.
number.
Please. Give me a number.
Right.
And the people who are so foolish, when you are filling out an application. Let's say you move into a new house and you have to get electricity and you got to get this and that. And they say, they put on the application your Social Security number. You don't have to give it to them. And don't give it to them.
Sure.
And they'll say, well, it's policy. Well, my policy is not to give anybody my Social Security number.
Right.
And they usually go, but it's required. No, it's not required. You may want it, but I'm not going to give it to you, and they can't refuse to give you electricity. They may charge you a month's rent or what they think is going to be a month's usage as a
right.
deposit, but that's better than, first of all, it's very prejudicial, but secondly, you ought to protect yourself. If that's what you have to do, that's what I do. I never, ever, ever give anybody my Social Security number, never put it online, never, never,
no.
never. Many websites allow for the purchasing of items with your bank's name, routing number, account number, billing address. If you get behind your telephone bill, once in a while I forget to pay the bill. So you got to call them up and they take the yep. stuff out of your account. That's bad business. Bad business. Account takeover, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the author of a number of books about scams and has a website called scamaside.com. As a matter of fact, Richie, why don't you give him a call so you can find him? Maybe
okay.
we'll spend just a couple of minutes with him talking about this, because I think it's worthwhile for you to have this information. So stand by. We'll see if we can find Stephen J.J. Wiseman to talk about how to appropriately use checks if you still use them. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Musicians, Friday through Monday, save big at Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event. Deals 60, 70, over 80% off retail. Massive savings throughout the store. Like Ibanez Acoustics or Epiphone Electrics. Your choice, $89. Clip-on tuners or 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $9. Tascam handheld recorders, $49. Plus additional markdowns on hundreds of items, from floor models to open box, ding and dents to close-ups. It's all price to move. Guitar Center's Labor Day Weekend Savings Event starts tomorrow. Don't miss it.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive Yorgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our Yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, the best laid plans of mice and men. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Rich McFadden and I talking about your checkbook as an identity theft time bomb. We're trying to get attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Sometimes he's easier to find than others. But wherever.
Can't everybody be at our beck and
call?
Yeah,
what's the big idea?
You're
supposed to know we're
going to
be calling.
Yeah.
Anyway, we talk about check washing, check fraud, check washing.
What is check washing?
It's a huge problem, and this is because of the, and Abagnale sort of explained it. When you saw the movie, you saw the story that included inks that are simple to wash away from checks, and then you can write in your own amount. So that's why I use green ink. You can't get the green ink off the checks. You know, I write all my checks.
65. I mean,
yeah, still do it. Yeah, you can do that. That's why I use green ink. Use a special ink. Don't use red ink, because red indicates, you know, what they talk about red ink, because it's a bad sort of sign. It's just bad energy. Green ink means prosperity. So write your checks with green ink, but it's also difficult to get it off. So how do you protect yourself? The best way to protect yourself from the dangers of personal checks is to stop using them. I couldn't envision me not paying bills with checks.
Why?
Because it's an easy way to keep records. And you can say, oh, yeah, well, you got your computer, you've got...
I can log on and print out my statement anytime.
Yeah, I know, right, I understand that. But
yeah, it's just you're used to it, that's
I'm
fine.
I'm used to it, right, exactly.
Right.
You
always make the argument that hackers are going to steal my identity, and I always tell you that more identities are stolen by stealing mail out of your mailbox than are done by hack. Anybody can walk up to your mailbox and take your mail out.
Yeah.
It takes a pretty trained person to be able to hack into my bank account and steal my identity.
Well, the other side of that is one of the things, and this is what I do most often, because I deal with more or less the same people all the time, and if they're local, I put the checks in their hand.
There you go.
I always put the checks in their hand.
That's not too time wasting.
And I don't go, well. But
okay, I got to drive over to the water department now.
No, if I'm there, I'm not going to the water. I don't have to pay a water bill because they got a well.
No, there you go.
Thank you.
Electric department.
Yeah. Well, electric department. That's NSTAR dealing with the man in the sky. 21 after the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Some notes on how to help you deal with the old technology versus the new technology, if you will. 800-510-8255. Bob is a victim of check washing. How did it work for you, Bob? What happened?
Well, they washed out the amount and my name off of the check,
yeah,
so that they could write their name in and a different amount of more money. And when the detective was showing me how it was done and telling me about it, it doesn't matter what color ink. You said green ink will help you. It doesn't matter what color it is. They use varying amounts of water and cut the bleach with it, and they can wash out anything off a check they want to, including the routing number, and put a routing number of somebody that's got more money.
Wow.
They got me with a VA check. They washed out the bottom of the VA check, the routing number, and put my routing number on it that had more money, and put their name and put a different amount. My VA check is for a specific amount.
Right.
I'm disabled. They doubled it so that they could get more money.
Wow.
And just typed in.
How'd they get a hold of it in the first place? How'd they get the check?
They get to your mailbox before you do.
Yep.
I'm
and did you find
man.
Out who it was? Did you ever find out the person that pulled this off?
Never.
Really? So not what do you yet. Suppose, why didn't it happen again? Why did this person go back and, or you changed
because
the methodology?
I had everything transferred to online like Richie.
Automatic that deposit.
Way that way the banks and the credit cards are responsible for anything over $50 that I lose.
Yeah. Former neighbor of mine had their mailbox raided and all of their mail stolen and their identity stolen, and they ended up getting a new mailbox where the mailman has to stick the mail into a slot, and then they have a lock on the back of the mailbox to open it up and access the mail.
That's how bad it is. Mine's made of solid brass, and it has a clear bulletproof piece of glass on the front.
Good heavens.
And the mailman can unlock it with his mail key. They have a specific type of mail key. You can buy them from the post office, the lock part, and they'll install it for you. And then he's the only one that can unlock it. And you can unlock it with your key from the inside.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
You never get nothing stolen again.
The mailbox is where more identity theft happens than any, and your trash can.
Yeah. Well,
yep, that's what the shredder's for.
Yep. Pretty compelling. Bob, thank you for your story. I'm sorry it happened, but it makes for a good conversation.
A dirtbag steals a VA from a disabled vet.
A dirtbag. That's what does it, Richie. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. If you find things going on in the world of social media that you want to reflect on? Or
you know, yesterday we asked whether you give your kids an allowance.
Right.
So We had a lot of people respond to that. Let me get here. Kathy says, there's some chores need to be done because everyone needs to contribute to the household, depending on their age.
Yeah.
Some bigger jobs I pay the kids for as they need to be done. Let me see. Chores are done. Roger says chores are done. And then when they need something, money just seems to find a way into their pockets. Polly says, when I was a kid, there was a three-part deal. I got $10 for chores. Mm-hmm. One part was for savings, one part was for spending, and one part was for charity. When they went to church, she had to give a little bit to charity. Colleen says her son has to keep his bedroom and bathroom clean without allowance. He cuts the lawn as well, and if he wants to earn a little extra cash, he can do some chores like cutting the bushes or painting a bedroom or something like that. He's a little bit older.
Yeah.
And Cheryl says chores have been assigned to both of the kids, and she pays them to pick up the dog poop.
Really?
Yep.
The poll results, because we have similar, often we'll follow what we do on Facebook or Twitter at our website, DougStephan.com. And the poll question yesterday was about how much you give your children every week for their allowance. And the results are pretty interesting. 26% of you who responded to DougStephan.com said your children don't get any allowance. 24% of you said your children get less than $5 a piece. 21% of you said between $5 and $10 a piece a week. Let's see here. 17% said $10 to $20 a week. And 12% said $20 or more a week, which is, I would say that was a little extravagant. But again, attaching it, this is maybe the old school way of looking at it, attaching it to getting something done, to an achievement. So it isn't a reward for doing nothing, so they won't have expectations like half the people in the country do today. Right. They're going to get something for nothing.
Right.
It doesn't work. Coming up, the television report, and Disney, in an interesting way, under scrutiny for something that they've done that they didn't think they were going to do, if you know what I mean. It's 29 after on Good Day.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Program. The sage of the East and the West is upon you with a spirit galore. It's Doug and Rich without the ladies today, and that's okay. we'll be okay. We did it this way for a long time.
We sure did.
Before there were the women around, although we enjoyed it.
It's a lot more women. Fun.
Yeah, well, but we've all had our experiences with the co-host, those of us who do morning programs anyway, because it's always good to have more than one voice. Matter of fact, I think that in listening and trying to assess a lot of the good radio programs, people say, well, the best ones are the ones that have a personality and something to say, an opinion. And I find that, and this is in the non-political world, the people that do good morning radio that aren't political but have different points of view on everything, sometimes it's spirited because there are women and men on together, and sometimes it's spirited because there's younger and older, and sometimes it's spirited because there are different points of view, religious points of view, let's say, whatever it is that we engage and embrace in our differences, as long as we don't use them on the negative side, because other than that, it's usually pretty informative and kind of fun to listen to people discuss, like you and I have different yep. points of view on a lot of things, and most of the time, it's fun. Most of the time. All right, here's, I'm going to give you the definition of a word. Word of the day. Definition of a word. You tell me what the word is. Ready? 800-510-8255. This is a word that I use a lot. It's a word that I appreciate, and the source of me thinking about it is probably the most positive force I've had in my life, maybe ever, certainly for a long time. This invisible force is in all things, seen and unseen. The innate ability of a living element to recreate itself, the spiritual faculty of potentiality, the ability of human beings to bring forth onto the physical, visible plane that which is conceived at the mental level, sometimes consciously, sometimes
unconsciously or subconsciously. Sometimes these things come from the emotional level as well. What is that word? What do you think that word is? We'll give you 3 or 4 minutes to see if you can come up with a word for a swell prize. 800-510-8255. The idea is to have the brain working. You know, that's one of my big things.
Thinking.
Keep your brain going. Keep thinking about things. Don't get stale. So if you can take the things I have just described to you and come up with the word of the day, I will tell you this. It has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 letters in it.
Wow.
All right.
So it's not what I was saying.
800-510-8255. Television report in a minute because there's some interesting news on an offer being given to a prominent political wife. Meanwhile, the poll today at DougStephan.com has to do with Disney and some characters that have been changed, if you will. Those of you who are
which characters
parents,
would they change?
Well, Barney is pretty good.
Right, he's not Disney, but yeah.
No, Minnie Mouse. Okay, let's take Minnie Mouse. All right. There is a report today.
Yeah.
That a fashion purveyor has teamed up with Disney to make a campaign called Electric Holiday. 3D film for this holiday season featuring many of the iconic characters as supermodels. Minnie Mouse, for example, heads to the shows in Paris, runs into her high fashion friends, including Cruella de Vil, Snow White, and a few more. And so the Minnie Mouse and Goofy and Daisy Duck, if you look at them after they've been treated, they are creepy thin. Creepy. The way a cartoon character, a stick character might look. The original Mickey Mouse. If you've ever seen the original Mickey Mouse cartoon that Walt Disney did in 1937, I think it was, like in there, it was Mickey Mouse was a stick feature, a stick creature around.
Yeah, right.
The arms were sticks and the legs were sticks. So, essentially, what these people are doing is recreating that image. And it has troubled a lot of people because they're making over these characters and they're so skinny and awful looking. So the poll today, what do you think about Barney's, which is the store in New York, slimming down the Disney characters for their fashion promotion? You can tell us what you think. Check out the story as well at DougStephan.com. All right? 800-510-8255. Annette's listening in Newark, Ohio. Hello, Annette.
Hi. I was thinking it was imagination.
It's imagination, I know. The word that I'm thinking of, although your word is applicable, well, let's see how imagination fits into the description, shall we? Imagination, is it the invisible force behind all things seen? Could be. Is it the innate ability of a living element to recreate itself? I don't think that that happens with imagination. I would tell you this. You need imagination to take all of these things and do what the word that I'm thinking of allows you to do. Is that confusing, or do you think you can sort of take another shot if you want to? But the word I'm thinking of, or actually that was suggested to me by someone who's close and who likes to think about these things, likes to hear me talking about words, and so that's where this came from. But you're welcome to take another shot if you think you have another idea.
That'd be something close to imagination.
You need imagination to be in to this mindset, but imagination isn't the word that I was thinking of. Appreciate your thinking, though, about it, Annette. Take good care. 800-510-8255. I told you it had 10 letters in it, right?
Let me see if the one
Let's
I'm
see here.
Of has
All right, so this could be a, we could make this a, the word scramble as well. We could also attack it from that point of view, Richie.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Let's see. One,
this word
two,
had,
four,
this,
five,
I'm looking
six,
at the vowels.
Seven, eight, no.
It has 1, 2, 3, 4 vowels in it, 2 I's, an E, and an A. It also has a Y, 2 T's, and a C and an R. All right, does that help you any? 800-510-8255. 8255. You can keep working on it and see if you come up with something. It's not something that it is a good use. One of the things that I worry about with all of us is look at all the people now after this. One of the things I worry about is our minds and the fact that we sit in front of television sets and screens and just this stuff. We are fed things, but we don't absorb all of the things.
It's hard to manage with the kids, man. You got to stay on them. Get off of the away from the TV.
Get
off
away
of this. Get
from,
away from that. Go outside. Go play.
We're creating zombies.
Yeah.
Zombies. 800-510-8255. Dave, what do you think the word is?
Your conscience.
Conscience.
Oh, that's a good
conscience.
One.
That is a good word. It doesn't fit the profile given the word scramble letters that I just gave you.
Yeah, he called in before you gave the letter.
Yeah, he did. Okay. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Norman in Lake City, Florida. Hi, Norman. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi. Is it conception?
Conception is a word that you and some other folks have come up with. Jason's on the line from Salt Lake. He used the same word as you. You're getting closer. Thanks for the try. Chris, listening to KTSM. Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are things?
Well, with me. And so what do you think the word is that we're working on here?
I think the word is creativity.
It is, in fact. Creativity. Listen again to all of the pieces of this. The invisible force behind all things seen is creativity. The innate ability of a living element to recreate itself, that sort of was the key, is creativity. The spiritual the faculty of potentiality, the ability of human beings to bring forth onto the physical plane, the visible plane, that which you can see and feel, that which is conceived at the mental level, and that goes back to the imagination that this lady was talking about before. So
right.
Very cool. Good job. How often do you think you get into that creative place in your life? Are you required in your job to be creative? Does your home life require you to be creative?
All my life I'm creative.
It's important, actually, really it is important to keep. This is another part of the mind staying, I guess it's like lubrication for the mind. Thinking
right.
about it. Don't let it get stale. Get blood into it. And the best way to get blood into it is to actually use it. Because it's like a muscle. When you use it, it requires food. Stuff, when your brain is calling on some part of it to figure something out, the blood rushes to that place because there's energy there. That's amazing.
When you sit there and stare at the screen for an hour and a half.
Oh, nothing happens.
Right.
Emptiness. All right, Chris, good job. We're going to, I think Michael will talk to you about what you would like to have for a swell prize. Hold on just a second. 16 before the hour, what's happening in the world of television is what we speculate. Well, there's no speculation here, although there may be. Actually, that's not true. There's a little speculation in what a political wife may do with a job offer that she's been given to do a television show. Yes. So that story in a moment, right here on Good Day.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Do you know who the first two soldiers to be honored with the Purple Heart were? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military. Show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
In 1779, Sergeant Elijah Churchill and Sergeant William Brown were both awarded the Badge of Military Merit for their service during the Revolutionary War, making them the first to ever receive the award, which would become known as the Purple Heart. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans. From the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Alright, all the channels and what's there. I was talking to my daughter yesterday, Richie,
yeah,
about having...
Out in the land of La-La.
Yeah, well, my house out there has Time Warner cable.
Right.
And they're expensive, and I'm not there, but the kids are there. Megan spent the weekend there, and Brendan goes out with his friends, and so that's cool. But why spend $100 a month on something that you're not using? And so I said to Megan, let's just cancel it. And then she said to me, Dad, how do you get your internet?
Yeah.
And I said, wait a minute. You forget all about that stuff,
yeah,
and how intertwined it is. We don't have Fios and high speed whatever there. I don't know why. It's on the beach. You'd think in Santa Monica, California, there'd be that stuff everywhere, but it's not. So if you don't have some kind of connection like that, you're up the creek.
Well, so, these guys get a stranglehold on one particular area, and they don't want to give up, you know.
All right, so Kim Kardashian has been interviewed on television a lot. She gave an interview to V Magazine, announced that she wanted to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But she didn't talk to the folks who run the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and when contacted, they said, yeah, I mean, it'd be nice, but she's not a star.
Uh-oh.
We don't consider reality program people to be stars.
Uh-oh.
She needs to get a real acting job and have some time and experience and then come back to us. So basically,
wow,
stars are reserved on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for real actors. Which is that kind of cute. That story at DougStephan.com. Ann Romney.
Yeah.
Expressed her love of Modern Family. Which some people think is odd because the show features a gay couple raising a child, and Mitt doesn't seem to cotton to that too much. I think this is a case of Ann Romney being like Barbara Bush. Barbara Bush says, I believe in a woman's right to choose. I don't care what my husband says. And maybe Ann's the same way. So anyway, the idea, the irony not lost on the creator of the show, who responded with a tweet to her saying, quote, thrilled Ann Romney says Mod Fam is her favorite show. I have a role for her, and we can. She could be the officiant at the marriage of Mitch and Cam.
The gay guys.
Right. That was
as soon as it's legal.
As soon as it's legal. Yes, exactly. Hi, it's 51 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. He's Rich McFadden. I'm the Dougster.
Oh. My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Let's jam with the Money Pit Singers. Everybody ready? Money Pit, Money Pit. Money Pit. I want to sing the opposite of the chorus. At least I want to hit the time differently. MoneyPit.com. 1-800-510-3276-894.
You awake yet, Tommy?
Yeah. I was having such a quiet morning.
Yeah. Time for Tommy Kreitler.
Drinking your coffee.
Who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard every weekend around the country in a lot of great radio stations. I have a brain teaser, actually, for you. You ready?
You do. Go.
I do. All right. So here we go. There is a house that has four walls. Each wall faces south. There's a window in each wall. A bear walks by one of the windows. What color is the bear?
Hit me with that again. I'm not going to let you get
four
me with
walls.
This.
How can you have four walls all facing south?
Each wall faces south. There is a window in each wall. A bear walks by one of the windows. What color is the bear?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. How could you have a house with all four walls facing south?
If all the walls face south, the house is at the North Pole. And the bear, therefore, is a polar bear, and therefore its color is white.
All right. All right.
All right.
I'm awake.
Now, if you weren't awake before, you certainly are awake now. Tom is here. He's posted, if you look in the Better Living box.
It's actually very clever.
Thank you, Rich.
No,
very
clever.
Yeah. This is time for us to plug now. Kreitler's had, we've had our fun with Kreitler. It's time to get to serious plugging. All right. So, both the Money Pit Home Improvement website and DougStephan.com, because we steal things from other people's websites. If they're participants in our program, we don't call it that. We say we're helping, we're sharing, what's the word, Richie? We're repurposing material.
That's right. You're recycling information.
Yeah, exactly.
Very green of you.
Thank you. In the Better Living box at DougStephan.com, Tom
has a story about testing your home's drinking water, which actually is pretty important. I haven't talked much these days because I'm no longer on the board at Heidelberg about Heidelberg, but we have a, and there's no particular reason for that. I just am not connected to stuff that's going on there. But one of the things that we have at Heidelberg, or there is at Heidelberg, the best water quality testing lab in the country, according to the government. It's one of those things that I always wanted to promote when I was there, and nobody kind of gets what a valuable resource it is. Anyway, so I sent my water out there to be tested. First time I've had it to have a well.
Now,
I
just to clarify, you have well water. Correct?
I do, right.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Now, but you should do this. I think your suggestion here is to test water no matter where it's from to find out.
I don't think it's a bad idea to test your municipal water, even though there's very high standards. I don't think it's a bad idea to do that. And the other thing is, Doug, that, you know, a lot of folks are concerned about taste, and so they put these devices on their faucets to try to improve taste, these charcoal filters.
Right.
But the problem is that that's the last thing they do to maintain their water, and they never change the filters.
Right.
And then they can become breeding grounds for all kinds of nastiness.
Right.
And so it's a very good idea to maintain your water quality, to test your water quality, and if you do take steps to improve it because you don't perhaps like the taste of chlorine, which, by the way, keeps you safe, I can understand you don't like the taste of it, but it does kill bacteria, you need to maintain that and change those filters on a regular basis.
Right. All right. So you'll be a winner of the day if you take that advice to heart.
What about those reverse osmosis filters, whole house filters?
Whole house filters are another good way to go, but again, no matter what you do, you got to maintain it.
Yeah, okay. You make that decision. Now, with all the attention on the hurricane, you might want to spend a minute with us talking about how to prepare your home, because hurricanes affect people, Midwest and the East Coast and Southeast. So what do we do to prepare for an eventuality without going overboard?
Well, I mean, on the preparation side, you have to remember that wind is one of the main culprits, wind and water. So it's important to make sure that when you're improving your home today, you consider storm resistance before you make any decision. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you might choose a steel or fiberglass door over a wood door because it can stand up to flying projectiles. You may choose a more storm-resistant window, storm-resistant siding, for example, if you chose something that's a little stiffer, like a hardy plank, that's a composite material that's going to stand up. So make that storm-resistant analysis when you make any improvement to your house. Roof shingles today, for example, you know, roof shingles can be purchased that will stand up to over 100 miles an hour wind, and they don't cost that much more money than your standard asphalt roof shingle. It's just a wind-resistant shingle. So keep these things in mind when you're planning these projects. And after the storm passes, hurricane or just a severe thunderstorm, do a visual inspection of the exterior house to pick up those minor problems that could have happened that will turn into major problems if they're not fixed.
Observations from Tom Kreitler, co-host of The Money Pit. Check it out online.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.